This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I'd like for you to call someone else, call a friend, a neighbor, call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. You can listen Monday through Friday at this same time on WZAP, right here in my hometown of Bristol, Virginia. Today, I'm going to begin our lessons on the cross, the foundation of the church. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." It was with this power that the early disciples went out with only the cross as their leverage and turned the world upside down. The cross of Christ became a power in the earth, and it still is today. The cross has not become obsolete. The preaching of the cross has not ceased to be effectual. And then I hear Paul tell the Philippians, "Many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." There are people among us who would persuade us that in this late age, the cross is out of date, out of fashion. It's time worn, they tell us, not time honored. They tell us that Golgotha witnessed only a common martyr, that the open tomb is but a Hebrew grave, and that the Christ of the past is widely different from the Christ of the present. But this shakes me not. It only leads me to cling to the cross more fervently. Yet the cross is not without its contradictions. It illuminates, yet it darkens. It is honor, and it is shame. It is wisdom, but also foolishness. It is both gain and loss, both pardon and condemnation, both strength and weakness, joy and sorrow. The cross is Satan's victory, yet it is Satan's defeat. The cross is the divine interpreter of God. God, the Word made flesh and dwelt among us, is a blessed truth. But the incarnation is not the whole of the story. It was not at Bethlehem, but at Golgotha, that we get the full picture of God's character, God's love. The cross is the ultimate revelation of God's tender love and mercy to all mankind. It is love, free love, that shines out brighter than the noonday sun from Calvary. 1 John 3:16 tells us, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us." It is love stronger than shame and suffering, love unspeakable, love unquenchable. God is love. The cross not only interprets the love of God, but also his righteousness as well. We learn of it with his dealing with righteousness and sin, both at once, in the same person, on the same cross. How can God reward and punish at the same time? How shall he reward the righteous, yet punish the righteous substitute? Surely righteousness will deal mildly with sin, when found laid on one so righteous as the Son of God. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.